You're listening to the Old Guys Talk Metal and Sometimes Punk podcast.
Old Guys Talk Metal podcast. Well, here we go. We're gonna talk about a band that people love and adore across the world, except for one person across from me.
Yeah.
He really has a beef with this band, and we're letting him get his two cents in tonight and tell me why pretty much his whole life in existence he hates this band we call the Eagles.
Yeah, I hate the Eagles, but I'm gonna give him this. I'm gonna pre this with a little history on the Diabolical.
But do you like Joe Walsh solo?
I'll give James Gang a shot. Walsh just seems like he's a pretty cool guy. Yeah. Why he's stuck in the Eagles, probably for money
or paycheck.
Whatever.
Sure. So go ahead.
I'm sure he feels compromised.
Give me a little background into why you hate the Eagles so much. Well, a little background.
It's not really so much why I hate the Eagles as what that brought me to.
Okay.
All right. So growing up in the 70s, as I did,
yep,
we heard nothing but the Eagles on big rock radio.
AM radio, man.
AM and radio. FM radio,
that's
man.
Right.
Any station, yep, that was big rock radio, which was the only thing you really had, mm-hmm, when we were kids,
all
right?
You had.
It's all we had, just like we only, yep, had NBC, ABC, and CBS back, yep, then, and PBS.
Mm-hmm.
But now, this is what happened. The Eagles got played over and over and over and over, and their stupid country songs,
and
Take It Easy.
And one song in particular got played a lot in a song we'll talk about later. We know what we're talking about.
Oh, God.
So continue on.
All right. So this is what made me love punk rock and heavy metal,
mm-hmm,
as a kid.
Sure.
Because I hate the Eagles. That is the defining moment in my life where I realized, you know what? This stuff sucks.
You know, I could see that. I could see that happening. Yeah.
And I think it brought a lot of people,
I think so,
to love alternative music.
I thought it was Juice Newton.
But well, when I first had the Dead Kennedys, it made me agree with myself about how much I hated the Eagles. You know what I mean?
Jello Biafra brought it out in you, huh?
Well, because I don't care about the girlfriend in Winslow, Arizona.
No,
I don't care.
I don't care about him either.
I don't care.
And I want to take it easy.
I don't want to take it easy either.
No.
I don't want to. You know?
I don't care if you have lion eyes.
I don't. Here it is. The Eagles are back on tour. The bloated old men that hate each other.
Once again.
They're doing it again. They just added 16 shows to their tour.
Minus Glenn Frey, of course, who passed
away.
Well,
yeah. Well, we're going to give.
Is this the hell that freezes over episode 55 now in the tour?
God, I don't know, man.
How many times have you done Hell Freezes Over?
But we're going to talk about this in at length, ad nauseum tonight.
Okay. I'm all ready. I'm all ears. I'm ready to rock.
All right.
Let's do this.
So let's start this.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. I'm going to just give you some articles that I've copied down because these people maybe say it better than I do.
Give it. Let's see
what you do. Unlike my Def Leppard rant, which will be coming up soon.
Fine.
All right. Here it goes.
Go ahead.
If you like any of these songs, you're a total asshole. That's how it starts. Taste in music is subjective. That being said, if you like any of these songs, you're a total asshole. It's not even an argument. And if for some reason you actually like any of these songs on the list and you are offended, just take consolation in the fact that I now have that I know all of them suck in my head, which is my own personal living hell.
Yep.
Number one.
Go ahead.
Hotel California by the Eagles.
Ah!
Why it sucks.
Aforementioned song we talked about earlier.
Why it sucks. Ready?
Go ahead. Why it sucks. Hotel California.
The lyrics are a load of metaphorical bullshit that a freshman English major would be ashamed to write. Okay? There's that. The horrible opening riff. It sounds like the house mariachi band playing for their dinner at your local Mexican restaurant. All of which leads to the wank-off dueling guitar solos. This is a 6.5 minute song with 0.5 minutes of listenable music.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just start with that. Why you suck for liking it. This is where it all goes. If you like the Eagles in the 70s, I can't totally blame you because there were only three radio stations back then, and they probably played Hotel California every 30 minutes for a year straight.
Yeah, they did.
But if you like them now, it means you're most likely a dumb shit investment banker who keeps the band's touring schedule going by renting out a $7,000 suite for their shows so you can snap on shrimp cocktail while watching a bunch of old men with long gray hair noodle on the guitars, and take three intermissions to get through an hour and a half set. Right?
Three intermissions. That's rough.
All right. Next. The Eagles. Hotel California. Why this song sucks. Are you ready?
I thought we just went through that.
Oh, we're going to go through it again and again.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, go ahead.
Song, Hotel California. History. Everything Rolling Stones said this. Guitarist says this. My dad says this. Your dad says this. Everyone knows it's the worst, but somehow some people still think it's the best. Atmospherics. Here it is. Smoky mysticism and windswept guitars and drunk Uncle Charm. Okay?
Yeah.
Here's my scientific analysis. The assumed brilliance of Hotel California was actually unintentionally unraveled by Don Henley in a 2009 interview with a music critic in Cleveland over the line, "So I called up the captain, please bring me my wine. We haven't had that spirit here since 1969.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This song is supposed to be, a lot of people say it's a Satanistic song.
I thought about the Church of Satan, the first Church of Satan in California.
A lot of people think about this.
Yeah.
And think that's what it is.
They claim
it's not that.
Oh, okay.
Everyone knows that wines aren't spirits because wines are fermented and spirits are distilled. So that critic was like, in your face, what are you going to do now? Henley's retort. That line in the song has literally nothing to do with alcoholic beverages. It's a socio-political statement. My only regret would be having to explain it in detail to you, which would defeat the purpose of using literary devices in songwriting and lower the discussion to some silly and irrelevant argue about chemical processes. That was his statement.
That's
about
Don
this.
Henley's statement? Wow.
So I always took it to be like, okay, because I've heard it a million times.
Who hasn't?
Ad nauseum, right?
Who hasn't? Yeah.
I called up the captain, please bring me my wine. He doesn't mean we haven't had that spirit as in that drink.
Yeah.
He means we haven't had that spirit as in that excitement since 1969.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's right? What it is, yeah.
Yeah, but Don Henley totally, he just counteracts that with this ridiculous statement, right? Not only is the song ridiculous, but he's ridiculous. Note. You'll notice there's still a slight dip in the not paying attention line from number 230 mark of the song to the 315 mark. That's because that's the part of the song where my cousin Caesar can play on guitar. And nobody has ever described Caesar as a genius, unless you count the time he knocked a tackle box off the pier while fishing and his dad called him a genius of fucking shit up. We're talking, right?
Yeah.
We all know what it is. If anyone ever uses the phrase socio-political statement while trying to explain away something, it's total horse shit. It's just another way of saying, I have no idea how to get out of this pickle I've been caught in, and other than try to confuse you with big words. It didn't work when I tried to use it on my wife after she found porn on my computer because I'd forgotten to delete the browsing history. No, honey, seriously. I was reading academic journals online for this article. I have to write on cultural appropriation of this form of socio-political statements and accidentally registered an account with hot Asian housemaids. Right? You don't buy that, do you?
You don't buy that.
No. And if the song's cryptic lyrics can't reasonably be explained, then they aren't anything more than that themselves. And that being the case, Hotel California is the most nonsensical fucking place on earth. The pieces rhyme, sure. But nothing makes immediate sense. It's like a run from the goddamn Lorax. Dr. Seuss is the Lorax.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
All right, so I'm going to read you a couple more quotes, if I can go on. Do you mind if I go on?
No.
All right, here we go. I hate the song Hotel California.
Yeah.
It isn't a bad song. I used to like it the first 5,000 times I heard it.
Yeah.
Right? They're still on tour.
I actually want to hear it.
I'm furious.
If I hear it now.
Why aren't the Dead Kennedys on tour with Jell Biafra? Why do we have to put up with these fucking assholes?
I don't know. But every time I hear it now, I just change the channel on like Sirius or whatever.
Literally.
Yeah.
I want to put them in a room, duct taped, and force them to listen to that solo over and over again, which they do anyway.
Yeah.
Just to torture them.
Sure.
Right? It's torture.
Sure.
It's like the little water dripping on your head.
Yeah.
All right. When I was in seventh grade, 13 years old, which is about right for me.
Yep.
Right? I had a cool history teacher. He was a grumpy old curmudgeon, but he was chill at the same time. He was probably an alcoholic. He was so cool that he put on music for us while we did our classwork. He would ask us what we wanted to listen to that day out of a small selection of classic rock albums. And the majority was usually the Eagles, specifically the god-awful song that is Hotel California. This is someone else who was traumatized when they were in seventh grade, just like me.
Yeah.
Our school didn't change classes with semesters. We had the same eight classes all school year long. So every goddamn week for 9 months, I had to endure Hotel California. I liked it at first because I thought that classic rock may not be my cup of tea, but how cool is it that the teacher puts on music during class? Any type of music was enjoyable in that hellhole. But after the many times, I wanted to throw up when he put it on. And now to this day, I groan when I hear it. But I also get a kick out of the memories of that class.
Oh, my God.
Here's the quote. Hotel California is the wonderwall of classic rock. A fairly catchy composition, but it's so boring and massively overplayed. Whenever somebody whips their guitar out and starts jamming this song, which happens at every guitar center, by the way, I want to whip my fingers out and start jamming them into their eyes. Fuck you, the Eagles. Enter the Sandman was the wonderwall of metal. Right?
Oh, my gosh. People really have a... They really, really hate that song, huh? Yeah. With a passion.
The song Hotel California sucks. I have to say the title says it all, but it kind of does. I think that it's way too overplayed and not a very good song musically. And I think the only thing worse than the song itself are the people who think they are interesting or cool because they like the song. Let's just go right to that.
Yeah.
The reason why it's still there is because there's fans.
Yep.
Right? Have they ever listened to the Dead Kennedys? No.
Probably not.
Right. This is the reason why I liked punk and metal when I was a kid. I'd rather listen to Iron Maiden any day than the Eagles. And they're, you know, basically contemporaries.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Maybe the Eagles were a little bit before them.
Yep.
Right? But their half-assed country songs are boring as fuck.
Yeah.
I hate them. I hate those songs. They remind me of driving to school when I was a kid, and I hated school.
Yeah.
And I hadn't done my homework. I had this nervous pit in my stomach. And I'm getting driven to school on the bus, and I have to listen to Hotel California. That's the way it is for me.
Yep.
And they're still out there touring it.
Yep.
Just like Jimmy Buffett.
And people are still selling out the concerts.
It's just like Jimmy Buffett.
They're still selling out the concerts.
Parrot Heads listening to Tequila Sunrise. Tequila Sunrise was the Eagles. I'm sorry. It's another Tequila Sunrise. Margaritaville. Thank you. Sorry. I'm so blown out.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Songs We Hate, Hotel California by the Eagles. With everyone on Facebook sharing their favorite albums of all time, we wanted to talk about the songs we hate. Today, Hotel California by the Eagles.
Oh, no.
I'm just using these people to back up my story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shall I go on or not?
Go ahead.
All right. And I think there's a lot of punkers and metalheads out there that are going to agree with me.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. I mean, I agree with you. I mean,
I can't get enough of hating them.
When you hear it 1,000 times, I'm just done. I'm done with it.
Can't get enough of hating them.
Yeah. I mean,
all right.
Maybe I like a witchy woman. How do you know that?
Oh, God.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about that one.
How do you know? Maybe she's very nice. You never know.
And then they went on to do, like, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Oh, that's different.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
well,
man.
I hate that one, too.
Creedence Clearwater. Yeah.
Oh, that's a Creedence Clearwater. Sorry. Yeah. I get them mixed up.
Yeah. You do. Go ahead.
Some say hate has no place in music criticism, but I totally disagree. If you can't have the depth of emotion to hate something, then you can't actually really love something either. And hey, sometimes it's just plain fun to rip into a piece of media that drives you crazy.
It is.
It is. All right. This is the maiden voyage of a column we're calling Songs We Hate. I'm starting with one of my most hated songs, Hotel California by the Eagles. I've been forced to listen myself to it over and over as I write this, so I consider this your trigger warning that this brought me some of my greatest bile to the service. I'm sorry, to the surface. And watch, now Spotify is going to think I'm the world's biggest Eagles fan and start serving me their warmed-over brand of dog shit in every playlist they send my way. Maybe this whole thing was a bad idea. In other words, this guy... Listen to Hotel California a few times.
Yeah, it's going to be your Spotify playlist.
And now it's going to be Tequila Sunrise.
It's going to say suggested for you.
Yeah, suggested for you.
The whole Don Henley, Cali Boys of Summer, all the stuff you're going to get.
All this bullshit's going to come up, right? Big mistake.
If you're lucky, you might get a couple cool Joe Walsh songs.
This is why algorithms suck, in my opinion, when you're listening to Spotify playlists. That's why we have our Spotify playlists are in-depth. In-depth journeys into King Diamond.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
If you want to hear death, you're getting nothing but death.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there you go.
And if you like death, you don't like the Eagles.
You don't like the Eagles.
You don't.
You'll say death to the Eagles.
If you like the Eagles of death metal, you don't like the Eagles.
No, absolutely not.
Right?
No.
You don't. Hotel California was released on the Eagles' 1976 album. You know what? I might even be wrong for even doing this show because it just might be promotion for it.
It might be.
Okay. Don Felder and Don Henley wrote the music and Glenn Frey wrote the lyrics. God, I hate him. It's sung by Henley, and there's a bit of a big fat guitar solo with Fender and Walsh going back and forth at the end. It won a Grammy in 1978 for Record of the Year, which only goes to show you how much of a farce the Grammys is.
Yeah.
It became the Ingles' signature hit and a boomer anthem.
Isn't Don Felder shunned by the Eagles now? Don Felder, he's out a long time ago. They shunned him now.
Yeah.
But we know our friend Don Felder has,
they dropped him
has
like
a
bag
great
of rocks.
Song on the heavy metal soundtrack, man. Heavy
he does.
Metal taking a ride.
He does.
Yeah.
We'll give him that.
Okay, continue on.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I don't just hate California. Like the dude, I hate the fucking Eagles. They're the poster dicks of fake corporate CEO dad rock. Masquerading as the progeny of Willie Nelson by way of East Coast cool hippie outlaw country dudes. And I'm a big fan of Willie Nelson, by the way. He's punk rock.
Willie is punk.
I agree. Coast cool hippie outlaw country dudes. That's exactly what it is.
Except for Joe Walsh.
The Eagles are the ultimate in California dreaming, a fantasy of fulfillment that has been made real only by the hip upper middle class suburbs of Marin County and the Los Angeles Canyons. I totally agree.
Yep.
Right? The Eagles are a competency. I notice I don't say that talent without a quantum of soul. They're like some dimension opened up and nondescript demon things ambled dumbly out to infect the world with the damnation of utter mediocrity. That was a mouthful.
Yeah, it was.
Sure, they're competent musicians. Fine, Joe Walsh is a decent enough guitar player. But, I mean, the Coda solo was voted as the best guitar solo of all time by Guitarist Magazine, which is a mind-blowing crock of shit.
It is.
It's like a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy of a string-bending country honk that Nashville studio musicians like guys like Mick Taylor played years before. As regarding the harmonized hook at the outro, simplicity is often an amazing thing, but that hook is a generic hallmark card pap trying desperately to sound like it's imbued Game of Thrones grandeur. Speaking of harmonies, the Eagles are lauded for theirs, but their voices sound like a watery jam spread too thin on dry toast. Henry was like 29 when he sang this and sounds like he's 68. With a vocal cord as skinny as the dollar bill he was rolling up to snort his coke. While their harmonies are well balanced and executed, that's almost the problem. They're technically proficient, but they are journey into the heart of a bland sea.
Oh my God.
A place with no waves where the sirens sing a song about going through the fucking motions.
Yeah.
And don't get me started with the lyrics. It's too late. According to Frey, they wanted to write something weird just to see if they could. And they leaned on it in the 1965 novel The Magnus by John Fowles about a man who finds himself in a surreal place where he becomes unsure of reality. I don't find Hotel California weird at all. Maybe it's just because I grew up to it or with it. I'm so accustomed to it. By saying it's weird is like saying teenagers who are all, oh, I'm so weird, so quirky, I'm such a nerd. And then they're shopping at fucking Hot Topic like every other kid. It's not nearly as ambiguous as these idiots are patting themselves in the back for. It's half-baked, nonsensical mysticism that they want to think is as trippy as the 70s Doctor Strange comic or a Twilight Zone episode. I mean, psychedelic bands like Pink Floyd were much weirder well before this stupid song came out. Right?
Yeah.
Imagine if Don Henley heard the Butthole Surfers or something truly weird that can actually snap your brain in two.
Electric Larry.
There's nothing weird about this song.
Yeah.
Right? People have applied all kinds of meaning to the lyrics over the years, which is inane, considering how straightforward the reality is. It's a Zen hippie anthem about American decadence, money, corruption, and drugs, about a place with no humanity or soul. Well, if we're talking about the Eagles, you've got the no humanity part right.
Yep.
I'm not going to go back into it about his quotes. All right.
These people really thought long and hard about why they hate the Eagles and why they hate Hotel California so bad. I mean, they really got into it. It's pretty mind-boggling.
Hotel California is a concoction of bloated egos, glossy 70s cocaine production and songwriting, all set to a vaguely cowboy reggae vibe, crafted to appeal to the widest audience to nod mindlessly to.
Mm-hmm.
What about feeling something? What about putting that into a song? Your heart, your soul, your grit, your life, your slow death. Hotel California is homogenized garbage that pretends it's full of Yoda-like epiphanies, but it actually says fuck all. It's the lowest common denominator company rock for people who think they love rock and roll, but they'd piss their fucking pants with terror if they sat up in front of Jerry Lee Lewis or an Iggy Pop show.
It's true.
They would. They'd piss in terror if they listened to Iggy Pop.
Let's get down to the meat of the matter.
Okay.
So do you hate the Beatles? We don't hate the Beatles. We may not like them that much, but the Eagles we're talking about. And because of the song Hotel California, or just in general, that you hate the Eagles in general?
The general consensus among rock historians in the 70s was a direct reaction to the excesses of liberalism in the previous decade, musically or otherwise. After the last of the 60s, San Francisco musicians either died or disbanded. Singer-songwriters like Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, and Jackson Brown filled the void. Mm-hmm. Brown went on to write Take It Easy, the lead single for the debut album of the band that would come to embody the best and worst of laid-back West Coast 70s sound, the Eagles. After a string of singles which similarly begun with similarly benign outlooks on life like Peaceful Easy Feeling and Tequila Sunrise came 1975's Hotel California. Not only was the song an embodiment of 70s hitchhiking culture, it was the last gasp of a lyrical pretense which began with 1965's Eve of Destruction and saw its death rattle with Hotel California. It's very similar to Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Right? It's very similar to Billy Joel's Piano Man. Don Henley's self-important singing style also erases any possibility of genuine mystery or intrigue. And the lines like, this could be heaven or this could be hell. Right? Hotel California is like those songs that encapsulates the best and worst of a generation. The baby boomer who embraced the freewheeling imagery of the singer's hitchhiking exploits through Los Angeles in 1977. It is now sycophantic and purchasing a $300 VIP concert ticket to see the same band perform the song for the thousandth time. I rest my case. Done.
So you kind of dodged my
done
question.
Done with it.
I did dodge my question earlier.
Okay.
So do you hate the Beatles just for being Beatles? I mean,
Eagles.
The Eagles just for being the Eagles. Is it because of the song Hotel California, or does it hate the whole band in general?
I hate them for the same reason I hate Brown Corduroy.
Why is that?
I don't know. Because it's old.
It's itchy.
It's burnt.
It's burnt.
It's done.
It makes bad noises.
It's soft in all the wrong reasons.
It's scritchy.
Seals and Croft was one of the reasons why a whole generation of people didn't get laid in the 70s. Well, that and they had arm and pubic hair.
I don't know. I kind of like Summer Breeze.
Oh, my God.
I kind of liked it. Well,
the best of Bread.
That's the Bread.
Bread.
Why you?
There's another band
the,
like this.
The Bread. Yeah.
I just want to say that I, in a certain way, although I hate the Eagles and I'm pointing this out ad nauseum, I'm thankful that they existed. I know what I don't like. Right. This is the reasons why I love the Ramones. Why I love Motorhead. Why I love Gojira. Why I love Behemoth.
Yes.
Why I love the Misfits. Why I love Lemmy.
Yep.
Why I love Black Sabbath.
Yep.
It's because I hate the Eagles. That's why.
The Eagles, the hub shape.
I hate everything they stand for.
So they sent you in a better path.
And they stand weakly.
They put you on a better musical path.
And you still hear it on the radio.
You still hear it on the radio, and I change the channel every time I hear it. And I want to apologize to the Beatles for bringing them up in this conversation.
Yeah, because the Beatles are
they've got
totally
nothing to do with the Eagles. Yeah. Yeah. I apologize.
It's why I love the Cramps. Bad music for bad people.
That's right.
Right? This is what speaks to me, my generation, perhaps I'm from the 80s,
mm-hmm.
from the 80s punk scene,
sure.
and from the 80s metal scene. That's where my roots are.
That, there it is, man.
You know, and then I learned about these other bands that were around in the 70s
yeah.
that were doing something different. And we're going to go into that in our roots of punk. And
we'll get into that.
Yeah, we're going to get into these other shows.
We'll get into that, sure. Yeah. But, hey, there you go, people.
I rest my case.
While the Tom Bartlett hates the Eagles, he's been asking me, he wants to get off his chest for a long time.
Yeah, man.
He said, let's do it, because pretty much I agree with him on this matter.
Yeah.
Even though I dig Joe Walsh.
You know, I'll give Joe Walsh, like, yeah.
And we love Don Felder for his song in heavy metal.
Yeah, we do.
So
I'll give him that.
And now he's officially shunned by the Eagles.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Right. So, and there's nothing wrong with James Gang.
Nothing wrong with the James Gang. Right. Nothing wrong with it.
Probably nothing wrong with Joe Walsh. If I met him, I did meet him one time with Stephen Stills. Yeah, I did.
Cool.
He was a nice guy.
He is.
I liked him. I did meet him once at House of Blues. I have to admit that.
I think he's just doing it for the paycheck now.
I'm willing to say Joe Walsh stands out as probably the only one that I can.
Yep.
Oh, God. You know?
Stomach.
Give him the money. Just give him the money.
Give him the money.
Get out of my face.
So listen, people. Hope you enjoyed that rant. I'm sure a lot of people agree with us out there.
The 50th anniversary tour, whatever it is, 40th anniversary tour.
Hopefully we're not helping the Meagles make any more money by doing this podcast. But hey, listen, you want to know more about us, thank you for listening once again to the podcast and tuning in.
There you go.
Go to oldguystalkmetal.com for everything you know for hard rock, heavy metal, and punk. We would love to have you come and visit us. And go to all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, all these places.
Sure.
And like us and talk to us and comment and all that stuff. Go to Spotify playlist, the real Spotify playlist.
Sure.
And, of course, listen to podcasts. We get a bunch out there. And any platform, good podcasts are carried. So, once again, Diabolical.
Yeah.
Glad you got off your chest.
Willing to say what I hate as much as what I love.
That's true.
I'm not afraid.
And me, your friendly neighborhood, Bobby V.
I'm not afraid.
Say you thank you once again for listening to the podcast. And we'll say, hey, we'll see you in the next podcast. Talk to you later.
Love
you. Adios.